Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Why Stocks Go Up and Down, 4E by William H. Pike, CFA, is an accessible guide to the forces that move stock prices day to day and over full market cycles. Rather than treating the market as a mystery or a casino, the book frames price changes as the result of investors continuously updating expectations about a company's future cash flows and the risk of receiving them. Pike connects headline events, earnings announcements, interest rate shifts, and investor psychology to the practical mechanics of valuation and trading. The fourth edition emphasizes clear explanations and real-world relevance, helping readers understand not only what happens when prices move, but why those moves often appear exaggerated or counterintuitive. Suitable for beginners, yet useful for experienced investors seeking a clean mental model, the book aims to build durable investing literacy, how to interpret market news, separate signal from noise, and make decisions with a long-term perspective grounded in fundamentals and risk. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, expectations drive prices more than current results. A central idea behind stock price movement is that the market is forward-looking. Prices respond less to what a company earned last quarter and more to what investors believe it will earn in the future, along with how confident they are in those expectations. This topic explains how earnings, guidance, competitive news, and macro developments feed into revised forecasts. It also clarifies why a stock can fall on good news or rise on bad news. The key comparison is not good or bad in isolation, but better or worse than what the market had already priced in. When reality matches expectations, there may be little price reaction. When expectations shift, prices can move sharply even if the underlying business changes only slightly. The book's approach helps readers interpret typical market headlines such as missed estimates, margin pressure, or subscriber growth by translating them into impacts on future cash flows and growth rates. By focusing on expectations, investors can better understand volatility around earnings season and avoid reacting emotionally to backward-looking metrics. Secondly, valuation basics, cash flows, growth, and discount rates, stocks represent claims on a stream of future cash flows. So valuation links price to expected cash generation, growth prospects, and the rate used to discount those cash flows back to today. This topic covers intuitive valuation logic without requiring advanced mathematics. Higher expected cash flows and faster sustainable growth tend to justify higher prices, while higher discount rates tend to reduce present values. It also explains why interest rates matter so much. When risk-free yields rise, the discount rate applied to future corporate cash flows generally rises too, which can pressure valuations even if business results remain healthy. Conversely, falling rates can support higher multiples. The topic also addresses valuation multiples, such as price to earnings and price to sales, as shortcuts that embed assumptions about profitability, growth, and risk. Readers learn to view a multiple as a story, what must be true about margins, reinvestment needs, competitive position, and durability for a given price to make sense. This framework helps investors compare stocks across sectors and avoid paying for unrealistic growth. Thirdly, risk and uncertainty, why required returns change. Even with similar expected cash flows, stocks can trade at different prices because investors demand different returns for bearing different risks. This topic explains how uncertainty about outcomes affects valuation through the required return, often called the discount rate, or expected return. Company-specific risk factors include leverage, cyclicality, customer concentration, technological disruption, and execution risk. Market-wide risk factors include recessions, inflation surprises, credit stress, geopolitical shocks, and shifts in liquidity. The book's perspective helps readers understand why a stable consumer staples firm might trade at a higher multiple than a highly cyclical commodity producer, and why small or unprofitable growth companies can be especially sensitive to changing market conditions. It also explores how sentiment and perceived risk can change faster than fundamentals, widening or narrowing risk premiums. For individual investors, the practical takeaway is that risk management is not only about avoiding losses, but also about aligning holdings with a realistic required return. Understanding risk premiums helps explain broad market drawdowns and recoveries and encourages disciplined diversification rather than concentrated bets based on stories. Fourthly, how news becomes price, market mechanics and information flow. Price changes occur through trading, so it helps to understand the plumbing of markets and how information is incorporated. This topic outlines how buy and sell orders meet, how liquidity affects price impact, and why some stocks move more violently than others. It clarifies the difference between fundamental news that changes cash flow expectations and technical forces such as rebalancing, forced selling, index changes, or shifts in risk appetite. The topic also addresses why headlines can trigger abrupt moves. Many participants act simultaneously, algorithms respond to data releases, and thin liquidity can amplify swings. Readers learn to distinguish between information that truly alters long-term value and noise that mainly shifts short-term positioning. The book's practical framing encourages investors to slow down and ask what new fact has emerged, how it affects the company's long-run economics, and whether the reaction seems proportional. Understanding this process helps readers avoid chasing momentum at peaks or panic selling at lows, and it provides context for common phenomena such as gaps after earnings, high volatility in small caps, and sharp reversals when expectations reset. Lastly, investor behavior, emotion, narratives, and cycles. Markets are built from human decisions, so psychology plays a large role in why prices overshoot and undershoot fundamental value. This topic explores how fear and greed, social proof, and compelling narratives can drive booms and busts. Investors may extrapolate recent trends too far, anchor to prior prices, or interpret ambiguous information in a way that confirms their existing view. During optimistic periods, risk seems low and valuations rise. During pessimistic periods, risk premiums expand and even solid companies can be marked down. The book's message is not that fundamentals do not matter, but that the path between price and value can be turbulent because people respond to uncertainty in predictable ways. This helps explain why high-growth themes can become crowded trades, why bad news can cascade, and why recoveries often begin when the news still feels bleak. For readers, the benefit is a more self-aware process, setting rules for position sizing, defining time horizon, focusing on fundamentals, and preparing emotionally for volatility. Recognizing behavioral patterns can improve decision quality and reduce costly, reactive trading. In conclusion, this book is best suited for new investors who want a clear explanation of market moves, as well as experienced market participants who feel they know what happened but struggle to articulate why. If you read financial news, own individual stocks, or are considering moving beyond index funds, it offers a practical framework for interpreting price action without relying on hot tips or complicated models. The main benefit is mental clarity. You learn to translate headlines into the two levers that matter most: expectations for future cash flows and the required return investors demand for risk. That clarity can improve your life by reducing stress around volatility, helping you stay disciplined during drawdowns, and guiding you toward decisions based on probability rather than emotion. Compared with many investing books that focus on stock picking formulas or narrow strategies, this one stands out for explaining the underlying drivers that apply to every stock, every sector, and every market regime. It helps you understand not just what to do, but why markets behave the way they do, making it a worthwhile purchase as a foundation reference you can revisit whenever prices swing. If you would like to support William H. Pike, CFA, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.